Lesson 2. Outcomes. Explain methods of rolling hose. Hose rolls. There are several methods for rolling fire hose, depending on whether it's intended for use or storage. Care must always be taken to protect the couplings. Common hose rolls include straight roll, donut roll, twin donut roll. Straight roll, the single section straight roll is the simplest. Start at the male coupling end and roll toward the female coupling end. The female end is exposed, while the male end is protected in the roll center. Figure 12.19. Straight roll. Variations of the straight roll indicate if a section of hose needs repair or testing before use. For example, starting the roll at the female coupling exposes the male coupling, or tying a knot or attaching a tag to indicate damage. The straight roll is used for transporting damaged or dirty hose for repair, replacement, or cleaning. Storing sections of hose. Carrying spare sections of hose in apparatus compartments. Making hose loading easier. Donut roll. The donut roll is commonly used when hose is likely to be deployed for immediate use. Donut roll. The donut roll offers several advantages over the straight roll. Provides control of both couplings, protecting them from damage. Hose rolls out easier with fewer twists or kinks. Enables quicker connection to other couplings. Twin donut roll. The following demonstrates its operation. Twin donut roll. The twin donut roll is ideal for 1.5 inch, 38 millimeters, and 1¾ inch, 45 millimeters, hose, but other sizes like 2-, 2½-, or 3-inch, 50, 65, or 77 millimeters, hose can also be rolled this way. It creates a compact roll suitable for special applications such as high-rise or standpipe operations. Skill Sheet 12-4 describes a method for making the twin donut roll. If the couplings are offset by about 1 foot, 0.3 m, at the beginning, they can be coupled together after the roll is tied or strapped. A hose strap inserted into the center of the roll is used to carry the hose roll, making it convenient for transportation and carrying during operations. Hose loads. NFPA 1901, Standard for Automotive Fire Apparatus, lists the minimum quantity of hose in various sizes to be carried on a standard pumping apparatus. There must be a minimum 800 feet, 240 meters, of 21/2 inch, 65 millimeters, or larger fire supply hose and 400 feet, 120 meters, of 11/2 inch, 38 millimeters, 13/4 inch, 45 millimeters, or 2 inch, 52 millimeters, attack fire hose. Supply and attack hose is generally carried in open compartments called hose beds. Hose beds vary in location, size, and shape, and are sometimes built for specific needs. The front of the hose bed is that part of the compartment closest to the front of the apparatus, and the rear of the hose bed is that part of the compartment closest to the rear of the apparatus. Most hose beds have open aluminum slats in the bottom that allow air to circulate throughout the hose load to prevent mildew damage to woven jacketed hose. Apparatus hose beds may be a single compartment, or a vertical panel that runs from the front to the rear of the hose bed may create separate compartments. This division creates a split hose bed, allowing the apparatus to have hose loaded that can be deployed as a single or double supply line or for both forward and reverse hose lays at the same time. Hose in a split bed should be stored so that both beds may be connected when a long hose lay is required, Figure 12.23. The three most common loads for supply hose lines are the flat, accordion, and horseshoe. Hose loads may also have a finish, an additional section connected to the hose load and arranged on the top of the load, which can be rapidly deployed for forward or reverse supply hose lays or as an attack line. Note, additional supply and attack hose may be carried in compartments on the apparatus. Hose loading guidelines. Although loading hose on fire apparatus is not an emergency operation, it must be done correctly so that hose is easily accessible at a scene. During an emergency, properly loaded hose can be efficiently and effectively deployed for supply or attack operations. The following general guidelines should be followed. Check gaskets and swivel before connecting any coupling. Keep the flat sides of the hose in the same plane when two sections of hose are connected. Lugs on the couplings do not need to be aligned. Tighten the couplings hand tight. Remove kinks and twists from fire hose when it is bent to form a loop in the hose bed. Make a short fold or reverse bend, called a Dutchman, in the hose during the loading process so that couplings are not too close to the front or rear of the hose bed and will not flip when pulled out of the bed. The Dutchman serves two purposes. It changes the direction and or location of a coupling, figure 12.25. The reverse bends should not be overused in the same layer because it can wedge couplings in the bed. Load large diameter hose, 31/2 inch, 90 millimeters, or larger, with all couplings near the front of the bed. This saves space and allows the hose to lie flat, figure 12.26. Do not pack hose too tightly. It puts excess pressure on the folds of the hose and may cause couplings to snag when the hose pays out of the bed. Hose should be loose enough to allow a gloved hand to be easily inserted between folds, figure 12.27. Loading large diameter hose can be time-consuming work. To make the effort more efficient, many apparatus equipped with LDH carry LDH rollers. The roller is a wider version of a hose roller. It mounts temporarily on the tailboard of the pumper. With the hose line laid between the wheels along the length of the apparatus is slowly driven along the hose line. As the apparatus moves, the hose is pulled over the roller and into the hose bed. Because the hose may need to be guided over the roller, this is one of the very few times firefighters can stand on the tailboard or ride in the hose bed while the apparatus is in motion. Firefighters riding on the apparatus while loading hose should be safety harnessed to the apparatus. Flat load. Of the three supply hose loads, the flat load is the easiest to load. It works for any size of supply hose and is the best way to load large diameter hose. As the name implies, the hose is laid so that its folds lie flat rather than on edge, figure 12.28. Hose loaded in this manner is less likely to damage from apparatus vibration during travel. A disadvantage of this load is that the hose folds contain sharp bends at both ends of the bed, which requires that the hose be reloaded periodically to change the location of the bends within each length to prevent damage to the lining. In a single hose bed, the flat load may be started on either side. In a split hose bed, lay the first length against the partition with the coupling hanging far enough below the hose bed so that the coupling can be connected to the last coupling of the load on the opposite side and laid on top of the load. This placement allows the couplings to be easily disconnected when the load must be divided to lay dual lines. How far the coupling needs to hang is based on an estimate of the anticipated height of the hose bed. Skill sheet 12-5 demonstrates the proper method for making a flat load. The hose load for large diameter hose should be started 12 to 18 inches, 300 to 450 millimeters, from the front of the hose bed. This extra space should be reserved for couplings, and all couplings should be laid to allow them to deploy without flipping over. It may be necessary to make a short fold or reverse bend in the hose to do this. Accordion load. The accordion load is named for how the hose appears after loading. The hose is laid on edge in folds that lie adjacent to each other, figure 12.29. The first coupling is placed in the rear of the bed. In a single hose bed, it can be placed in either corner. An accordion load is easy to load, only requiring two or three people to load the hose, although four people are best. Another advantage is that firefighters can easily pick up a number of folds and place them on one shoulder to carry the hose from the bed. Skill sheet 12-6 shows the procedures for making an accordion load. Combination load. Combination loads are used in split hose beds that are loaded with threaded coupling hose. This load permits the apparatus to make a forward lay from the water source to the fire, followed by a reverse lay back to the water source. One half of the bed is loaded with the female coupling exposed and other half has the male coupling exposed. Where the two beds are connected, a double female adapter fitting is used, figure 12.30. This load can be a flat, accordion, or horseshoe load. Another version of a combination load has large diameter supply hose loaded on one side of the bed and smaller diameter hose that can be used for either supply or attack loaded on the other side, Figure 12.32. A pumper loaded in this manner can lay LDH when the fire situation requires the pumper to lay its own supply line and work alone, laying it forward so the pumper stays at the incident scene. Firefighters can use small diameter hose as a supply line at fires with less demanding water flow requirements as well as for attack lines on large fires. Therefore, a split hose bed gives fire officers the greatest number of choices when determining the best way to use limited resources. Pre-connected hose loads for attack lines. Pre-connected hose lines, called simply pre-connects, are the primary lines most fire departments use for fire attack. These hose lines are connected to a discharge valve and get placed in an area other than the main hose bed. Pre-connected hose lines generally range from 50 to 250 feet, 15 m to 75 m, in length. Pre-connected attack lines can be carried in the following places, Figure 12.33. Longitudinal beds. Raised trays. Transverse beds, sometimes called cross lays or Mattydale hose beds. Tailboard compartments. Side compartments or bins. Front bumper wells, sometimes called jump lines. Reels. The following sections describe some common loads for pre-connects. Special loads to meet local requirements may be developed based on individual experiences and apparatus configurations. Regardless of the type of load used, the pre-connected attack hose must be fully deployed from the hose bed before charging the line. In some departments, this is referred to as clearing the bed, and is the responsibility of the driver/operator or firefighter pulling the hose. Pre-connected flat load. The pre-connected flat load is adaptable for varying sizes of hose beds and is often used in transverse beds, Figure 12.34. This load is similar to a flat load for larger supply hose except that exposed loops are provided for pulling the load from the bed. Place the loops at regular intervals within the load so that equal portions of the load are pulled from the bed. The number of loops and the intervals at which they are placed depend on the size and length of the hose. Procedures for creating the pre-connected flat load are described in Skill Sheet 12-7. Triple layer load. The triple layer load gets its name because the load begins with hose folded in three layers. The three folds are then laid into the bed in an S-shaped fashion, Figure 12.35. The load is designed for one person to pull. The layers in a triple layer load may be as long as 50 feet, 15 meters each. All of this hose must be removed from the bed before deploying the nozzle end of the hose, which can be difficult or impossible if the space directly behind the hose bed is restricted. While this hose load can be used for all sizes of attack lines, it is often preferred for larger, 2 and 21/2 inch, 50 and 65 millimeters, attack lines that may be too cumbersome for shoulder carries. The procedures for making the triple layer load are given in Skill Sheet 12-8. Minuteman load. One person can pull and advance the Minuteman load. This load can be carried on the shoulder completely clear of the ground, which makes it less likely that the hose will catch on obstacles. The load deploys from the shoulder as the firefighter advances toward the fire. The load is also particularly well suited for a narrow hose bed, Figure 12.36. However, it can be awkward to carry when wearing an SCBA. If the load is in a single stack, it may also collapse on the shoulder if not held tightly in place. The procedures for making the Minuteman load are described in Skill Sheet 12-9. Booster hose reels. Booster hose lines are rubber-covered hose that are usually carried pre-connected and coiled on reels, Figure 12.37. The hose's diameter and length may vary. The hose works well for a quick, first attack on small exterior fires. Direct connection provides instant water flow no matter what length of hose is needed. These booster hose reels may be mounted in several places on the apparatus according to specified needs and apparatus design. Some booster hose reels are mounted above the pump panel and behind the apparatus cab. This arrangement provides booster hose that can be unrolled from either side of the apparatus. Other booster hose reels mount on the front bumper of the apparatus or in rear compartments. Manual and power-operated reels are available. In order to load the maximum amount of hose with the easiest removal from the reel, booster hose should be evenly wound onto the reel one layer at a time.